Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com. Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right. It is another week of Comics Talk Comedy. This week we are not, I don't know what the word is, bamboozled? Bamboozled by the guest. The guest that we expected is here in-house, and we will get to them in a minute.
Plymouth Rock did not land on this guest.
Yes.
We have a real guest that
yes.
we booked.
Yes.
He actually looks like the guy that played that guitar riff at the beginning.
Yes.
He looks like a rock star.
If he had a face, that would be the face.
If that was the face.
Yes. So how was your week?
Pretty good. You know, it's been a little stressful lately. We're in our last episode of Tonight in San Diego for the season. Then we go into hiatus, and we're kind of doing like a sort of big blowout show for the final show.
Okay.
And
what does that mean?
It just means more work for me to write the script and sort
of longer or
rehearse it and memorize it. Just has more components to it. There's like a drum line involved and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, anyway, so that's the last episode of the season on Monday at the Horton Grand. And then I'm going to take a little break from
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably be good for you.
Yeah. I need the break. We're on hiatus for like 3-4 weeks or something.
Oh, that's
so,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not
right
that.
Back to it. But yeah. Other than that, you know, I hosted trivia. We taught the class at the Palace. And then we did a showcase at the Palace last. I don't know why I say we, but there was a showcase at the Palace, and I went up last on that one last night. And it was really fun. Although, there was a heckling table. It was like a birthday party table.
Was that first show, last show?
It was the early show.
Okay.
The first show. And they heckled throughout the entire show. And they were sitting right up front in the right-hand side. Like, so you'd be talking, and they would be just talking right over what you were saying.
Like heckling or just kind of talking
both,
to each other?
Both. Okay. And they would take turns. They would take turns to interrupt.
Guys, girls?
There was like 4 women and a dude, and one of them was a birthday. It was her birthday, you know? And so a few of the comics got really thrown off by it, and it was frustrating to see, like, you know, the audience start to not enjoy it, and the audience start to yell, like, shut up and stuff like that.
And obviously no one told them to be quiet or anything?
Just the comics and the audience, you know what I mean? But no...
They don't have a mat over at the Palace.
No formal established member of the Palace.
Yeah.
But I was just watching it, like, going, oh, my God, what's going to happen? So I figured, like, let me try a different tactic and just engage them on purpose rather than, like, just ignore it and have everything get ruined.
Right.
So that went pretty well because I was hitting on the lady. I was like, any single people? And she's like, I'm a widower. And I was like, sweet, no competition.
How old were they?
Well, they were older, and they were like, I'm doing my bit, and she's like, I drive a RAV4, interrupting. You know, I'm like, fine. Why wouldn't you brag about that?
Yeah.
You know, that should be on your T-shirt. Like, I went on and on and on with them. Like, they were supposed to have a limo, but the limo didn't come, and I was like, it was a stretch RAV4, but they were like, we're not allowed in Kearney Mesa. Just spin it around, and the whole thing about their tour was like, this birthday thing was like, we start in Lakeside, swing over to Santee, shoot over to Kearney Mesa. This That's whole thing ends at the courthouse.
The RAV4 of Sadness tour.
Exactly.
That's what that was.
And it was like, just to get him to listen, they would be like, at one point, after heckling the whole show, you know, I'm like making fun of it. And the lady's like, what's wrong with Lakeside? And I'm like, well, I don't know, but you're displaying something is seriously wrong with Lakeside. I don't know if it's behavioral, cultural, what's going on. But it was really nuts. You know what I mean? It was half crowd work, really, with them.
I mean, you kind of had to.
You had to, but I figured, like, if you could keep them on your side. For the most part, it was like the audience was totally against them anyway.
Right.
But you know how it goes. Sometimes you get too mean or it gets awkward, everything shuts down.
I would have probably got pretty mean at that point.
Well, somebody yelled out, shut up, from the back. And I was like, hey, I didn't say it, but the statement is still valid. You know.
Yeah.
And then it was Bijan, apparently. I was like, oh, shit, it was him.
Yeah.
It was the comic that whose set they'd ruined previous to mine.
Right.
And he was just fed up
still
with it.
Still angry.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a good week. So you're not there tonight, though.
No, not tonight. Okay. But we have a little showcase for our students tonight. But,
okay.
But you had Winston's last night.
Yeah, well, I did. I was talking to Nick about it. You know, like early in the year, I was all gung-ho with comedy, and now I'm back to comedy's all
right. Well, it goes up and down, right?
Yeah.
Every month is different, I think.
Yeah.
Every day is different.
So, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm in a rut, but I'm not in the good place I was before.
Well, we had a whole series of really good shows at Winston's, too.
Yeah.
I think that helped, you know.
Yeah, and I was writing a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, to the store, and it was real slow. There was like 12-15 people.
Mm-hmm.
But Damien had a really good set before me, and then I carried it and it had a good set. The Wednesday's been real slow, but I've been having like good sets.
Okay.
Anyways. And then Thursday I was going to do the store, but I looked at online and we had like 2 online reservations, and I was like, whew. You know, I work in La Jolla basically La Jolla till 5:30.
Right.
So I was like, do I want to kill 2.5 hours to go out front of a crowd of 12 people again? I was like, no, I don't want to do it. So
mm-hmm.
I was just like, Mikey, I don't want to go out tonight. So I heard it was rough. I heard it was even worse than Wednesday. So I was just glad I didn't do it, you know? And then last night was Winston's, and it was a decent amount of people. This happened, which was weird. I was like way in the back, not to the, when you first walk into Winston's, you go to the right,
yeah.
That back part. And me and...
The brick wall corner.
Yeah. Me and Cameron was watching the basketball game, and it was like the end of the game. So we were like talking, but not loud,
yeah.
You know, just talking. And, then this guy that was just sitting all the way in the back, he turns to me, goes, oh, you're the host of the show and you're just going to talk all over the comedians? I go, you are sitting in the furthest possible spot that you could sit. You are closer to Starbucks than you are to this show.
That's true.
What are you talking about? And he was just like, well, I just figured you're the host. You wouldn't want to talk over the show. I go, this is the comics area where we can talk. I mean, there's open tables. You can go and sit in those tables. And to this point, he was getting like cracking his knuckles and like getting all like angry and upset. And we're still like, it was awkward for a moment, but I'm still talking to Cameron. It's like the end of the game, you know?
Yeah.
And he still didn't move. And then finally he just like gets up and he's like, maybe you should just give me like my $5 back and I can just sit back here and just enjoy the show. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? You know? So then he ends up like, he was like, you should take out those high tables. Like, how long have you been doing this show? I go, over 5 years. He goes, yeah, well, you need to learn how to run a show. Like, and he was like, take out those high tables. Maybe people will sit in the front area. And I was like, you are sitting in the furthest possible. What are you talking about? You're an idiot. You could go
Your back pressed against the wall, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he left, and he, like, came back at the end of the show. And, like, sat in the tables and, like, watched it. But, like, gave me, like, a dirty look. And luckily, he wasn't there for my set because I ate a big bag of dick.
Oh, God. Well, he probably put you in a bad mood after that one.
Yes and no.
It's hard to go up when you're in the
Because I got over it. You know, it was just more, there was one dude who's been coming out a lot and, like, watching and bringing people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was up, it was, like, his birthday, so we had a decent amount of people. And he was up after me.
Yeah.
So, like, I could hear a lot of people talking.
Okay.
And there was a lot of clutter on stage last night, so it was like...
Yeah, there's a big band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was just a lot going on, and, like, I got some laughs, you know, but when you're up there, as you know, all you hear is the people talking. You don't hear any of the laughs, you know.
And Chip and Marley went up? Was that...
Chip did really well.
He did okay.
Yeah. Jenna did pretty okay, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, they kind of settled in after him, because it was him and then the two features who did the... And then Jenna, they did okay.
Oh,
and then,
so Chip went on a little earlier.
Well, Chip went up last.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
oh,
Chip went up last. And he did well. And obviously he shows up at like 8:35. And I'm wondering if he's going to show up at all. And he comes in and, you know, he does well.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
He can control, like, command because he has so much energy.
Yeah.
You know, I think that worked out well for them last night because it's just like over-the-top energy.
He projects his voice and it works for Winston's.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think... Being at the Comedy Store, like, teaches you a few little things about that, you know? Dealing with those crowds.
Right. I don't know if there was anything I could have done to really have them like me or shut up. Because I think they were just so anticipating of this guy going up, you know, that it was just a little rough for me. But what are you going to do? We can't always
bounce back. We could do it tonight. You got shows tonight?
No.
Saturday's tough to get.
Yeah, I got a random gig.
Random
gig. Alan Henderson asked me to do his like charity show or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So that's on a Saturday in a couple weeks.
Cool.
And then I think Booty Basement in June. I think I'm doing so.
Booty Basement, is that a Whistle Stop thing?
No, that's Dan Bublitz's show.
Oh,
isn't it called the Booty Basement?
The Booty Van. Is it a Booty Basement now?
You're booty bumping.
Has he moved from a van to a basement?
I don't know.
He just keeps it creepy no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that one too. Are we doing on the same one?
No, I think you're this month. I'm next month. Yeah. So
I didn't know we're in the basement now.
Oh, it feels like the basement of the palace. There was a basement of the palace. That would be it. That back room.
You know, Dave Wright told me he loves that back room. He thinks it, like, it's more intimate and you can really crush really hard back there.
Well, yeah, because he's done P-Man show where there's 80 people in
that
room.
That's right. You know,
I mean, I had a fun set when I did it, but there was like 10 people. You know, if you fit 80 people in that room, of course you're going to
be good.
Yeah, it's going to go well. So.
P-Man was very classy, and you know, he got eliminated from the contest this past week, but he did really well. And somehow still got eliminated.
And he probably had a lot of people.
He had a significant amount of
the
crowd.
Who were the judges? Because I was kind of interested to see who
I don't remember who the judges were. I did see Joe Sinclitico perform at the end, and
he was probably a
judge. Amazing, like so hilarious.
Yeah.
For a crowd that was already worn out and there was barely anyone there. But anyway, I just thought P-Man really impressed with his attitude. You know, after losing, he was just like, hey, wasn't my night. I don't know. I thought that was amazing because he could have been really irritated with that. He probably is deep down. He's probably like, dude, that is messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, he kept it pushing. So that was cool.
I thought.
I think that's really difficult. Like everybody's upset from that contest.
I think I'm going to do it one more time, and do my set every round and not do crowd work.
Yeah.
And see if I can get through.
But you'll do a different set regardless, wouldn't you?
I think so, but I think the times that I've gotten eliminated, my crowd work kind of...
It worked against you?
Yeah, the crowd didn't like me.
Mm.
So I think both times I got eliminated, the first time, like, I don't think I thought I took it seriously, and then this last time, I was just like, fuck you, I don't want you to like me.
You know, if you started with material and they started liking you, then you could go into crowd work and probably do even better.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But anyway.
Hey, we're going to come back with our guest.
We're coming back.
You heard a little John Henry voice. We're going to come back with him after the break, but otherwise, you're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader and internet talk. Be back in 3 minutes.
Bye. Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Second segment already. So, John, did you have any shows this week?
Oh, I did Madhouse Wednesday. Then
is that the mic? The late night?
Yeah.
How was that? Were there people there?
Story of my life. Always end up going up last.
So there was no one there when you went up?
Yeah. You work through it.
That's not an answer.
Yeah.
Was there people?
Was there anyone in the audience?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And what do you do when there's no one in the audience? You still try to do your material?
No. It turns into a, well, I'm trying for people who don't want to see the comedy.
You mean the other comics?
Yeah.
You're talking to them.
Yeah.
Do you do crowd work with the other comics?
It's not like I can. You can't treat them like real people.
Yeah.
Like comics are broken, horrible, just mean people.
Is that right?
Is that you?
Well, no.
No.
Of course I'm broken and mean.
Are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm broken.
You're giving
sure.
us a lot of misdirection. Before the podcast, he was saying how, you know, he had a reputation that you wanted to talk about.
Well, how was your before we get into that?
Okay.
How was your experience at Winston's last night?
Winston's was pretty good. Like, you had a good amount of people just show up, like within five spots. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Were there a few people up there when you went up?
Yeah.
Or did you go last?
No.
I went up after Chip.
You went up after
it was
Chip.
Weird. The show was over. The band was trying to play.
Yeah. Made me sing.
Didn't go too well.
Yeah. So you had an okay. So that was the only two times you went up this week?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. So, yeah, you actually approached me to get on the podcast.
Heck yeah.
Because you said a lot of people.
I need some exposure.
Yes.
Is that right? Did you he approached you on Facebook or
yes.
just like in a dark alley somewhere?
No, yes.
Just turned around, there was just hair
just
everywhere.
Just hair and
holy
a
shit.
Camera. And I was like what
giant,
is going on?
John Henry shadow.
Yes.
Man in the black pajamas just popping up.
Yeah.
You say you're somewhat of misunderstood in the comedy this comedy scene of San Diego.
Heck yeah. Apparently I'm a villain.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What is that? Who are the people that shined the light on you that made you?
I had, I think, three or four separate instances where I was talking to a comic and they go, you're not the same as people say you are. I go, yeah. I always said, I don't care. I just it's drama. Just stay out of drama.
What do they say, though?
I can't be trusted to go on a mic. I'll either have a good night or I'll have a bad night. Okay. One, I'll take it out on the audience, but it's that comes with a...
That's your reputation is for being combative with the audience, attacking them?
Yeah.
I see.
Do you see yourself as doing that?
Sort of. That's the thing. Like, my reasoning behind it is I end up showing up for my spot, and my spot gets bumped. Mm-hmm. I get how a show has to flow, but like getting bumped consistently, and then it becomes fun for the guys bumping me. I go, Jesus Christ!
They're doing it on purpose. Just to have.
Are you like a liability on stage? So they have to put you up when there's no audience.
Well, the thing was like when I started out, I was just a horrible comic. Like
we all are, I'm sure.
Most of us.
But
most of us? Oh, you were good right away. I know. I forgot. When did you start, by the way?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen you do comedy, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
One of my better shows was with you hosting, and that's the saddest thing to hear.
Why?
Why is that so sad?
Because, like, I do a great set at the comedy store. I'm walking off, and you go, they love you, fuck. I go, thank you. I walk...
Doesn't sound like me.
That's why.
Was it hosting the open mic at the comedy store?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I end up walking back there, and I can't remember the doorman's name. He goes, that was actually good. Respect.
Okay.
Okay, so they weren't expecting it to be good? Is that
what the implication is? No.
I see. But you surprised them. You showed them that you're good. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss with material.
Yeah, but you didn't attack the audience on that one.
No.
Okay. So you're here to disprove the rumors. You haven't attacked us yet. That's good.
Yeah.
No one's been attacked on this
not
microphone.
Yet.
You haven't been a liability.
I mean, what are the types of things that you say on stage to audience members?
I like this. Burner came up to me the other day, and my friend's just sitting there with me, having a beer at the Madhouse. And he just squats down and says, John, you really see the N-word a lot. You go, yeah, sometimes.
I mean, and you're white? What are you? What's your face?
Oh, see, this is a question I've had my entire life.
Okay.
And you sort of get used to being or people assume what race you are.
Right.
And what I've learned is never go with race. Just say you're American.
Okay.
It's a simple answer.
So
keep them on their toes.
Are you black, though?
Yeah.
Are either your parents black?
Yeah.
See, this might be the worst interview we've ever had.
Yeah, you have to actually expand on the answers here, otherwise you're not going to disprove any rumors. So if you constantly go up and use the N-word, but you have no license to do so, that could make you less likable.
No.
I mean, you can't just go, I'm an American, so I can say the N-word all the time. That doesn't really fly, you know what I mean? Because people are going to go... You look white. Are you white? And you're going to go, meh, I'm not going to answer. And they're going to go, well, I guess you're just a dick as your race. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're okay
foreskin.
With that? Foreskin?
See, that's the thing. Like, my entire life, I went as the black guy. And once you're labeled the black guy.
Did you grow up here?
Oh, God. El Cajon.
Okay.
So I went to the whitest school possible,
mm-hmm.
and I was always a black guy. It was never, that's John. No, it was, black guy.
Really?
Black guy. You sort of get sick of it. You they don't learn about you. They learn.
How did they think that you were the black guy?
Puffy hair.
Puffy hair.
I was like five shades darker.
You were darker?
God, yeah.
So how did you get lighter? What, did you stay indoors the whole time?
I work with computers.
Okay. Oh, I'm so confused right now.
Yes.
I really am. I would be really surprised. So they bullied you for being black?
It wasn't bullying. It was like stereotypical things, and you hear it all.
Hmm. Did you play sports?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, were you good?
Yeah.
What sports did you play?
Baseball. I did track and field.
Now, did they call you the N-word all the time, and now you feel like you can say it?
No. Like, the sad thing is, they felt because they were my friend, they could say it. I went, oh.
So you had friends say it.
So they were white, and then they would call you the N-word?
Yes.
And now you do it?
So it seems like you were offended as a youth.
No. I wasn't offended. That's the thing. It's just, come on. Like, you can...
You were confused by it?
Well...
Apparently, she doesn't have an answer.
I don't know.
Yeah, no,
he was confused.
I'm confused by it myself. Yes. I really am. So Berner was saying you use the N-word a lot. So that's one of the things that is part of your set is using.
No, I've only done it twice, and that was to pick on God, it was a Navy guy.
Yeah,
like he had this American History X look on his face.
I see.
And he was white.
Oh yeah, like just shaved head.
And you called him an N-word.
No, I. The way I said it was, you, sir, just look pissed off, like a civil rights march just went down your street, and you're just offended, like you're going to curb stomp some nigga. And that was it.
Yeah.
So that's the only time you've used the N-word on stage?
Yeah, I think I can think of one or two more, because I had Berner sitting up front at Till 2.
Berner observes a lot of your sets, apparently. Is he taking notes for you?
Yeah.
Is he involved?
Is he a fan? Yeah, that's gonna be Comics Talk. That's gonna be the new soundbite from the show.
You could get merch, sex, drugs, and
yeah.
God damn! If Larry David doesn't already have a copyright on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
slap your ass together.
Slap your ass together. If you're older,
right.
Whistle.
Do you get along with your parents?
My dad's like a good, he's the sternest asshole you'll ever meet, but probably the best man.
Okay.
And you guys grew up in El Cajon together?
Oh, yeah.
Your parents together?
Split up in the 90s.
Okay.
So that was a trip.
And are they both American?
No.
How would they describe their ethnicity?
Part of Europe and then part of, what do you call it? Mexico.
Okay.
Because anything below the border is Mexican, right? Just some are too ashamed to admit it.
So you're Mexican then?
Yeah, sort of.
If you were filling out a census,
what
other. Other is what you would check.
Yeah.
And then you would get. So you're not black then?
Well, part of Europe.
The black part of Europe.
Yeah.
The no part of Europe, that part.
So we have two more segments.
Yeah,
realize that. Two more
we're
segments
trying
to fill. God. You're going to have to speak more.
Yes.
You're going to have to tell us some things, or this is not an interview. That's
so
the thing. You got to realize.
All right, you know
this
what,
is live radio right now.
We're trying to make you look better.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out here, so you have to speak. This is your responsibility now.
Oh, the tear rolls down my eye.
What do you want to tell us about, John? What's the shows you got coming up?
What's up?
What shows you got coming up? What do you want to talk to us about?
Oh, just want to hang out. I have no friends.
All right. We're going to ask you some questions in the next segment.
Go for it.
And then we want you to expand on the answers and not just say, All right?
Did you have friends in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. You still have their friends now or no?
Dude, I'm sponsoring a buddy. He was smoking a lot of meth.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're meth.
It's El Cajon.
Okay. So you take pride in that?
What, in El Cajon?
No, being a sponsor.
Yeah, keeping a friend alive.
Okay. And are you on call with him all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay. Well, hey, you're going to hear more with John Henry coming back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Yes. Third segment already. So, John, last time we'll harp on this. Without getting into race, do you feel it's appropriate to use the N-word?
I don't think anyone should take it seriously. Like, there's a like way you say it where there's ill intent behind it. And if you actually mean ill intent behind it, and it... other people can feel it.
Right. Well, in that situation, when you said that he felt he could stomp an N-word, you don't feel that has ill intent to it?
No, because it was a joke from American History X.
Okay, I don't think that was a comedy, though. I've never seen it, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't
a comedy. It's not really a comedy.
Yes. So, I mean, moving on. We'll get more into you. I mean, were you a fan of comedy growing up in the mean streets of El Cajon?
God, yeah.
Okay. Like, who were some of your favorites?
It was basically Carlin on repeat on HBO.
Okay.
Carlin, yeah. That's great.
Just tons of that. I had tons of Pryor. I was basically raised by The Simpsons.
Okay.
Latchkey kid with The Simpsons.
Awesome.
Is that why you have the Sideshow Bob look?
I'm going for that, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Wasn't he a creepy murderer?
Well, it was Kelsey Grammer, so of course.
He was a creepy murderer. And his brother, too, right? Was it Sideshow
Cecil.
Mel or Cecil? Okay.
Do you still watch the show?
God, no.
No.
It is just a heap of shit now.
When did you check out?
Oh, 15th season.
Okay.
Like, I remember Tony Hawk doing the whole hubbubaloo, and then I sat there and said, yeah, they're jumping the shark.
Okay.
And at least they're calling it.
All right. Did you jump onto the Family Guy shark?
No, I did Futurama.
Switch sharks.
Yes.
Oh, you really? Okay. I wasn't a real big Futurama guy.
I never got into that.
Yeah, either. I tried.
Yeah.
You canceled it. They brought it back, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's back again, too.
Back now?
No, they canceled it.
Oh, they did.
Like three times now.
Yeah.
Keeps trying, huh? Nobody likes that robot.
It's a cult film or cult show.
Yeah.
What about King of the Hill? Did you ever get into that one?
Damn it, Bobby.
Boomhauer.
Yes, I like that show. Did you ever watch the King?
I watched
it
a little bit.
Yeah, I used to watch it every day.
Every day.
I used to record it and watch it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
The lawnmower episode.
Are you a Family Guy fan?
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing as The Simpsons. Like, it's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
I
think South Park is the best one. I think that one gets funnier and funnier.
Yeah, I used to watch that one, too. I used to watch all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, Family Guy I still kind of watch, but none of them really... religiously, you know.
Yeah.
I saw actually kind of a funny show. Do you know Brent Morin?
Yes.
Comedian and Chris D'Elia. I watched this show for the first time, Undateable.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Have you seen it there, John?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It's good, but it's not something you want to watch and be proud of.
So it's unwatchable? Is that what you're saying? What channel is it on, Undateable?
NBC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even realize. I got a new TV. I didn't get a massive TV.
Oh,
like you
nice.
Did, but I got like a 32-inch from my little shack.
Okay.
And, I put it in, and it's like digital, and it read like, have like 16 channels.
Awesome.
And like, I don't have cable, so it's like
beautiful.
Free channels.
So you get the local channel.
Yeah, the local channels and like a few others, like NBC Sports and everything.
Okay.
So just a few like stations.
And that show was on and you got
it was just randomly on.
Pretty
and
good.
Watched it with the wife, you know.
With the wife. Me and the wife. The ball and chain.
Yeah, so no, it was pretty funny. You know,
cool.
I think Brent's really funny. So
yeah.
It's just, and then Ron Funches is on there too.
Oh, he's good too.
Yeah, so it was
Hannibal Buress getting his own show now, is that right?
I think he got like a pilot deal or something.
Oh, okay.
You hear about that? Are you a fan of Hannibal Buress?
Oh, yeah.
I like his stuff. You know, I listen to it on Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And he reminds me of the way Billy Bunnell will sometimes wrap things up with this like eloquent line that just sums up what he just described.
Right.
And I hear Buress kind of have that similar literary take on
Hannibal said he wanted to do comedy from seeing Billy Bonnell.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That's how we got started.
Well, they remind, they're
both
styles.
Like Mitch Hedberg, you know, they're both kind of the, inspired by that kind of comedy.
Okay.
You know, Billy was a huge fan of his.
Really well written stuff.
Animal didn't even know about Mitch, and they used to call him like the Black Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Huh, I never really noticed that, but I he was really funny. He really makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's good. He was at the store a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, Hannibal came up. That was pretty exciting.
Wasn't he at Madhouse for New Year's?
I think so.
Was it?
Yeah, because I think he was just popped. He was like friends with whoever was at ACC, and then he just popped over to Madhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your immediate goals with comedy?
See, I ended up having like the worst possible thing happen to me. Like, I had hope. I was going out with a girl for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
was this before comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going out with hope from the Madhouse? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I was going out with this girl.
How old are you anyways?
Oh, 25.
25. Okay. So you're still young.
More willing to answer the age question than the race question.
Yes.
It's interesting.
All right. So
some aspects of the census are off limits.
Right. So what happened with the girl?
So after having so much hope, I decided I was going to propose.
Okay.
So she went up to Stockton for her birthday, and she's coming back, and it was Christmas Day.
Okay.
So I always have to pick her up from the airport. Sitting in the airport, a cell phone lot, waiting for her, don't know exactly when she shows, and I had it planned out. I was going to have a motorcycle ride over the Coronado Bridge.
She said no, you just throw her off.
It's sort of like our first date.
See ya.
But, right next to me, I had my boxer dog. Like, I just bought a puppy.
Nice.
Like a little boxer puppy. I had a ribbon on it. I had an engagement ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute. That's very cute.
Right.
I thought you were going to pull the ring out of your hair. Just, here it is.
Okay, so go on. It seems like a good story.
Tragic setup so far. Let's hear how this goes.
So, call her up. Finally get a hold of her. And I get the, we need to talk. I go, are you dumping me? She goes, it's not like that. Well, you're dumping me, though, right? So yeah, but we need to talk.
So she's still in Stockton, and you're in the parking lot of the San Diego airport?
No. I think she had flown back, but she said her friend was picking her up.
Okay.
So I end up talking to her later on that day.
Face-to-face or on the phone?
No, it's always face-to-face because I think she actually planned it to go up there and then dump me.
How long was she up there?
I think a week.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks.
So she comes back.
Or no, it was a week.
And you get together in public, or was this at a home?
No. I got the phone call, and she had all my stuff packed up already in the neighbor to give it to him, or give it to me.
Okay.
So
you'd been living together for a while, obviously?
About 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So all that hope, I end up giving it up, going drinking binge.
Did she give you a reason?
Yeah, that's the kicker. I was told...
She said, I'm tired of you using the N-word so much.
Yes.
I can't handle it. And you won't tell me what race you are.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And in bed you say, eh.
She thought I was Puerto Rican for the longest time.
She did.
Okay.
You didn't disavow her of that.
No.
All right. So the reasoning, she
what was
so
her reason?
I was told I was never going to amount to anything. I am nothing more than just fun.
Okay.
I can't be taken serious, and I can't be brought around her family.
Did you ever meet her family?
Yep.
Okay.
Her mom's a wino. Her dad is a deadbeat.
Okay. So maybe she saw a little bit of her father in you?
She was told by her mom and sister.
Okay. So that was hard on you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's the reason someone's saying no. Damn, I must be a pretty shitty person.
Did you guys remain friends after?
God, no. I scorched that bridge.
Okay. Did you get the refund on the ring?
No, I ended up going back to Robin's Brothers and refunding the ring and taking that money, paying some bills, but I made sure to get 200 tacos at Jack in the Box.
One time?
One time.
What was the significance of 200 tacos?
I spent 2 days in the shower crying, eating tacos, listening to Adele.
Okay.
Like every broken person does.
No, I've had my heart broken, but I've never... How much was the ring?
About 2,500.
Okay, so you still had 2,300 that you didn't waste on tacos. Did you gain any weight?
No.
You got really clean in that shower.
Yeah. Were you drinking booze too?
Oh God, yeah.
Okay. Are you still an alcoholic now?
You still addicted to tacos?
I can't give it up, man.
Yeah. Tacos or booze?
Both. They go hand in hand.
Okay. What's the most tacos you've bought since 200 tacos?
Was that
40.
You've bought 40 another time? 40. Just for you? And then just spent time in the shower?
Well, not crying.
But they get so cold. Does that matter? You don't care that they get stale and cold?
You're eating Jack-in-the-Box tacos. Yeah, but you're already a sad person, and you're already eating sad food.
But when they're hot, they're not as bad.
Yeah. Do you nuke them or no?
Couldn't you just eat two?
I want to eat my shame.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting.
Do you work out?
No.
What's a typical day in John Henry's life?
Ooh. Wake up, get out of bed.
What time you wake up?
Depends on the day, but...
Let's say a Sunday.
Ooh, Sunday.
Church.
I probably stayed up the entire night because of insomnia.
Okay. And with booze? You drink?
Yeah.
And you still can't sleep?
I'll try and drown a 12-pack down, and I can't pass out.
Hmm.
You ever try harder stuff?
God, yeah. I died once.
You died? From what?
Rumplemans.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Jesse's looking at me like it's my fault. Dude, why, you heard me promoting the stuff?
Oh, no, dude. Well, like, I thought it was badass in 18, and yeah. I slammed an entire bottle.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Wandered into the convention center during the car show.
And you got hit by a car?
Almost. I put my hand through two sat navs because I thought it was... or satellite navigation.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. It seems like a GPS, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were punching GPSs?
Yeah.
Did you get arrested?
I was told all this, so...
Oh.
So you didn't get arrested.
So this is what
I was arrested,
you
but
were
they
arrested.
Had to bring me to the hospital.
How high was your blood alcohol? We'll find out how high is blood alcohol level once back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide internet. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Final segment. I thought that was a good third segment.
Absolutely,
for us.
That was great.
We learned. So, I mean, have you had any relationships since then?
Oh, God, I can't have, like, a real relationship unless I invest emotionally. Mm-hmm. So it's always just one-night stands with broken people.
Okay. So is that a conscious thing that you've chosen to do, to not have a serious relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any ambition on your part to be better than people take you for? Like, if this person didn't believe in you and took their parents...
Like, there's a Bill Hicks set that... it's ex-girlfriend set. Like, yeah, he had a girl that broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just walked out on him. After 5 years, so he can't wait for the day that she's going to be making love to a 600-pound ex-plumber with fur all over his back, just having at her like the motion of the ocean. Just and finally, his heart's going to give out, just explode, and he's going to end up drowning her in just blood, vomit, bile, and all this horrible mucus. And then right before she dies, she's going to turn over to the TV and see me on the Tonight Show.
That's pretty intense. Yeah, I mean, I think it takes time. Like, I had my original.
Just after that. That's great.
Because how long has it been? It's been three, how long?
About 2 years.
2 years. I mean, it took me almost 6 years to have a serious relationship after my first one. Mm-hmm. And then after that one was really intense, really good. And then after the first 3 months, it was bad, you know. But I had another girlfriend for like 2.5 years, but I never took it real seriously. So, I mean, just my advice that eventually this will probably go away.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to do a conscious effort on your part to know that.
To let it go away, too,
no, I'm
right?
Pretty much at that point right now. Yeah. Just started actually hitting on women instead of being a bitter asshole.
Right. Have you tried, like, online dating or Tinder or Grindr or anything like that?
That just feels rapey to me.
Feels rapey?
Yeah. Like, online dating, just, hey, how are you doing?
Okay. It's
weird.
But you'll do it in person.
Well, not raping.
No, but you will say, what's your opening line when you meet somebody?
So what's your deal?
Okay, so what's the difference in doing that online and as opposed to face-to-face?
It just feels impersonal.
Okay.
Just for convenience.
And how did you meet that girlfriend that you had?
Came into my work when I was working at a coffee shop.
Okay. So is that what you were doing when she ended it?
Yeah.
Okay. So then when did you get, now you say you work with computers?
Computers, yep.
Okay. Like an IT guy?
Yeah. I ended up getting hired about 3 weeks after.
Okay.
And I got lucky. I got a contract with a big company in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you wanted to let her know about, to throw it in her face?
No. You got to let it all pile up so she can, like, see it from her house.
Okay. So you totally have no communication after the GM?
No.
Okay. Did you feel like, because one problem that I dealt with is not feeling closure. Mm. I guess you felt that closure?
Said he burned the bridge pretty good.
Yeah.
So that closes it off, I guess?
We split the street. We used to work on, in Little Italy, so.
Oh.
Street was just, you're never coming on this side. You're never going on that side.
I mean, did you get any, like, pre-notions that this was going to happen? I mean, probably not.
No, and that's the worst part. I literally said, I actually have confidence in this. I'm going to pull the trigger on it. I actually feel good for once. Bullshit!
Yeah. Hmm. So it's probably tough to you, maybe even with comedy, to commit, because you think if you commit too much, then people are going to just knock you down.
No, well, yeah.
Did this just happen to you?
Well, he said two and a half years.
2 years.
2 years ago. Okay. You know, I mean, my only thing is, like, when you hold on to, like, negative stuff, you know, they always say that just eats you inside. Like, the grudge you're holding, like, she doesn't feel any of that. And that goal of, like, her getting killed while she watches
God,
you.
Oh, no, God.
No, but I'm just saying, like, your goal should be, like, to be happy. Happy with yourself and forget about her and all that negative shit. You gotta, like, what do you want to do with your life and then go do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing that. That's
okay.
So you're in a good place.
Yeah.
I mean, the main reason, what's a message that you have for the community, for you, that you'd like to give off from this podcast, from being on?
I don't know. Have a beer with me. Just have a beer with me and have a talk.
I mean, do you reach out to people?
In person, right?
Yeah,
not online.
No, the thing that I'll notice is people will talk to me and they'll look around and make sure nobody's, like, watching. You go, damn, am I that bad?
You really think that happens? And people are looking around? I mean,
it's happened a couple times.
Okay.
I mean, is there specific people that have problems with you?
Like, I wouldn't say that. It's just they're wary of like the whole politics of comedy, especially, like, everyone's gossiping, everyone's doing that. But they don't want to be seen with someone who could.
I feel like the comics are pretty inclusive. Like, I haven't seen them being like, oh, let's not talk to this person. But if that's the feeling you're getting, then
yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
You're also not in that open mic scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I guess that's not true.
They could be. I guess they could be more clicky than
yeah, I definitely think there's a clicky aspect,
but
too, especially the open mic scene.
Yeah, but there is an aspect of, if you feel really bad about yourself, that you could project that outward. You know what I mean?
Right.
And sometimes it's an effort on your part, maybe, to be a little friendlier or to be more open to that sort of energy. You know,
there are days where I come in and I'm in a great mood. I got my spot right there, and then it's bumped. I go, all right, and then bumped again.
Yeah.
And you know how that just sort of takes out.
I mean, the only place that does that is Madhouse, though, right?
No, it happened a couple times at the, what is it called? Comedy Palace.
Okay.
And that was early on, so I just stopped going there.
Now, you were saying that your sort of comedy idols are like Richard Pryor and George Carlin. Do you model your act after either aspect of those guys?
Or no, I end up like Doug Stanhope.
Okay.
That's
You're a big Doug Stanhope fan, or no?
Yeah, I love his style.
Right, right. And that's a little more abrasive, maybe, but Carlin and Richard Pryor are pretty hardcore. So how do you think it's been going for you? Has it been... been making the audience enjoy it?
Well, that's a trippy thing. Lately, I realized all I have is crowd work, so I'm just going to do that.
And how's that been going?
I've learned how to dominate at bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shooters, I can own that.
Cool.
You want to buy Shooters?
Oh, fuck. If they can make change for $100.
Yes. Quickly, what's the worst show you've ever had?
Ooh. I got completely bumped off of a show, and I waited 3 hours.
Where was this?
That was at Till 2.
Okay.
That was a fun one.
All right, that sounds fun. And then what was your best show?
Best show was at The Yard. I think we had about a good 15 people there.
The Yard, what's that?
It's on Barrio Logan.
Okay.
Like, divey Mexican art lounge.
Right.
And I told a joke that just did great.
Right. You ever thought about putting on your own show? Maybe to get some comics to kind of trade spots?
Yeah, you could book it on
spots.
Open mic and generate some goodwill that way.
I'm so disorganized. I got the ADD and no motivation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe, I mean, you're thinking that all these people have negative aspects and thoughts of you. Maybe you're just projecting that. You know, when you have negativity, should I bring more positive?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. When I actually talk to people, I try and be nice.
You are nice, you know, but you also got to be more positive so that you can succeed. You know, believe in yourself, man.
Yeah.
Messages from Oprah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your time on here. Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
Drunk Rants on Facebook. Not so much on Twitter.
Drunk Rants. Is that your name?
No, just John Henry.